is now an engagement service.
There's
a young man that's getting engaged.
Manje thina sikwenzike lokho. Ngizocela nje umkhwenyana afike nimbone.
Now years ago, our forefathers, when they were in the mission field, a young man got engaged, and the bride-to-be was in another country, they would get another girl to represent her at the engagement. But now we don't do it that way. We'll just ask the young man to come forward.
Michael, kannst du kommen?
Now, Michael is a German. He speaks German, and I would have spoken German too, but unfortunately, you all haven't learned German. You didn't learn it at school, so I can't speak German here.
Manje ke uyeke uMichael. Umakhotu uBabra. UBabra ule eSwitzerland. Baning yena uzokuma phambi kwebandla tambama. Babila batemsayo khona. Wie heißt das andere Paar? Wie heißt der Junge? Philipp. Philipp, der Sohn von
Mannhardt.
Philipp Mannhardt. Das ist der Älteste. O Philipp Mannhardt. Kukhona bamazu Philipp, wafika la emncane. Obana bamkhumbulayo. O Philipp, uyathandaza, uyathembisa namhlanje. Ehe. O Philipp. Kanye nomakhothi wakhe uzoba le. Bazomfaka indilingi namhlanje. Le umkhwenyane ela. Manje ke ngizocela kumkhwenyane ukuthi mkhwenyane awusitshele. Wena ube umuntu onhlobuni. Ubujwayelana namantombazana. Awusitshele nje impilo yakho obuyiphila. Futhi ukuze uthembise naye kuhambe kanjani. Sag ich werde dich nun fragen, du sollst uns mal etwas aus deinem Leben sagen. Warst du ein Ladiesman? Warst du mit dem Mädchen in der Vergangenheit? Wie hast du es gemacht? Wie hat Gott dich geführt, dass du dich mit Barbara verlobst? Die Welt tut das mit Wein und Getränk und Feiern. Wir tun es aber in der Gegenwart des dreimal heiligen Gottes. Gott der Dreieinigkeit in seine Gegenwart.
Can I just summarize? Michael is getting engaged to Barbara. Barbara is in Switzerland. So they will be having an engagement service in Switzerland this afternoon while we are doing it here with Michael. But then today in Switzerland, it's an engagement also of Philipp Mannhardt, who some of us remember. He was here when he was a small boy, and he's getting engaged to Tamara. And now we'll hand over to Michael.
Some days ago, I went to buy my wedding ring.
And
the lady in the store, when I paid, she asked me, "Do you want anything else for your girlfriend?"
Lapho ngikhokhela indilingi lo owayemukela imali wathi akukho inokunye ofuna ukukuthengela intombi yakho.
And then I realized that's how the world thinks.
Ngase ngibona ukuthi cha ivele indlela izwe licabanga ngayo.
I promised my life to Christ when I was 16 and I'm 32 today.
Ngazinikela enkosini ngesikhathi ngineminyaka u-16. Manje sengineminyaka u-32.
And I want to thank the Lord. I never had a girlfriend in my life.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngoba yonke impilo yami angaze ngibe nentombi.
And I think it has two main reasons.
Ngingathi cishe kunezizathu ezimbili okuyizona isemqoka.
I attended a government school, a secular school, and I was used to see boys and girls kissing each other, sleeping around, and it was just, they would change partners.
Mina ngaye esikoleni sikahulumeni lephesheya ngangijwayeleke mina ukubona abafana namantombazane bethandana baqabulana nje phambi kwabantu kodwa ngibone futhi ukuthi bayashintshana futhi namhlanje kuyilo kusasa sekuwomunye.
But there was always a God-fearing spirit in our house at home, and my parents would have never ever allowed it to my brother or to me to bring a girl back home.
Kodwa thina ekhaya saphila sakhulela ekhaya lokukholwa simsaba uNkulunkulu. Abazali bethu babengeke besivumela mina nomfowethu ukuthi sibuyele sibuye singene ekhaya sihamba nentombi yethu.
It was an unwritten law in our family, but we understood it well.
Yebo, noma kwakungawona umthetho wabhalwa phansi kodwa besazi ukuthi vele kuwumthetho wala ekhaya lo.
My father passed away 4 years ago, but my mother is here and I want to thank her for being so strict with us.
Ubaba wami washona sekuyiminyaka e-4 edlule, kodwa umama ukhona lapha namhlanje. Ngithanda ukumbonga naye ngendlela asikhulise ngayo.
And the second reason is meeting with the revival.
Kodwa isizathu sesibili ilezi sokuthi ngahlangana nemvuselelo.
Where I learned purity is not only not having a girlfriend, but living your life in the light.
Ngase lapho ngafunda khona ukuthi ubungcwele akusibo nje ukuthi ngiphile ngingahambisani nentombi yami, cha kuyaqhubeka kudingeka ukuthi uphile impilo yakho ekukhanyeni.
And I'm not ashamed of the testimony. Ich kann sagen, ich bin stolz darauf, zur Ehre Gottes. Ich habe kein Mädchen berührt.
Ngingathi namhlanje ngingathi ngiyaziqhenya kodwa nginike udumo uNkulunkulu ukuthi angaze ngibe nentombi.
And the engagement today,
ukuthembisa ke namhlanje,
it reminds me of an advert for watches, Omega watches.
Kungikhumbuza i-advertisement ethize labantu abadayisa amawashi lawa phambili ama Omega.
There is an advert for Omega watches with Michael Schumacher.
Likhona advertisement elikhona isithombe salamawashi kodwa esithombeni kukhona u Michael Schumacher.
And the slogan on that advert is Michael Schumacher's choice.
Lana ke kulesi sithombe kubhala ukuthi Michael Schumacher wakhetha kanjalo. Kushuthi Michael Schumacher abangamaziyo lo umshayeli weyimoto lezomjaho kodwa ophambili waziwayo.
But the slogan for this engagement is not Michael Müller's choice, it is God's choice.
Kodwa namhlanje ngithi ke ngeke ngisho ukuthi Michael Müller wakhetha kanjalo, ngingathi cha uNkulunkulu kwaba ukukhetha kwakhe.
It was only prayer and seeking God's will.
uNkulunkulu wangikhethelayo wangivezela nami ngakuthola intando yakhe ngomthandazo nokumfuna intando yakhe. Thank you.
Let's stand up.
Let us pray.
We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of your child.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngobufakazi bomntwana wakho.
For saying this has not been my choice. But he felt it is God's will, God's choice.
Ngoku kuthi afakaza asho ukuthi kwakungasikho ukhetha kwami kodwa ngiyazazela ukuthi lokho kuyintando kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wangikhethelayo.
Lord Jesus, bless them both.
Nkosi Jesu babusise bobabili.
Grant that their time of engagement will be a bright outshining to all the world to show Christians and non-Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, this is the right way.
Basize Nkosi ukuba lesi sikhathi sokuthembisa kwabo kube isikhathi esibusisekile esizoba ukukhanya esikhanyisela izizwe zonke nenkolo zonke ngisho nabaka Buddha.
Till the day will break when they stand before the altar and you bring them together to be one flesh.
baze bame phambi kwe-altari lapho uzobahlanganisa khona bebe nyamanye.
May they be holy in spirit, soul and body, in their thought life, everything. May their words, holy unto the Lord, be written upon everything.
Basize enkosi ukuthi babengcwele enyameni emoyeni nasemphefumulweni kubonakala ukubhalwa amagama athi bangcwele bangakaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Amen.
Nambuza ke saxoxa ukuxoxa ngathi Michael awukele kukhona yini indaba esenhlizweni yakho engakhuluma ngayo namhlanje noma ivesi nje ngoba bengazi ukuthi ngomshado cisho ngeke nibe khona nonke ngoba uzoshadela liphesheya.
Now I asked him, I said, Michael, is there a word in the Bible on your heart? Because I was pretty sure that most probably most of you will not be at the wedding, which will probably be in Europe.
Wathi, ehe, kodwa kasho ukuthi kukhulunywe ngakho, kodwa khona izwi elaba senhlizweni yakhe, elaba usizo kuye.
Then he said, yes, there is a word that was a tremendous blessing to him, but he doesn't expect that one should preach about that.
He
says there was a word that was always a help to him in his youth. And which kept him from much sin. And that we find in Psalm 119.
Verse 11.
Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee.
Utonkel elo nalizwi elang sizayo, ngalon dizwi. LikaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yami ilonake elangivikela ekoneni.
He said, Uncle Elo, that's the word that has helped me in my life. I treasured, I kept God's word in my heart, and that kept me from sin.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lizokuhlukanisa nesono noma isono lokuhlukanisa neBhayibheli.
The Bible, God's word, will separate you from sin, or sin will separate you from the Bible. But I'd also like to read verse
9.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. Let's stop reading there.
Isihlabelelo 119.
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible.
Kanti futhi asikho isahluko eBhayibhelini kusekusukela kuGenesis kuze kufike ekugcineni esambulweni eside njengalesi sihlabelelo.
And in fact there's no longer chapter in the Bible right from Genesis to Revelation. It's the longest chapter.
Amavesi amaningi ikhasi lokuqala, ikhasi lesibili, lesithathu, lesine, lesihlanu.
It has many, many verses which go over a number of pages, 5 or 6 pages. There's a man of God in Germany who was a minister.
ingane yakhe yasuka yaganga.
And his child was naughty.
Wasuka wayishaya.
And he punished it.
Kodwa wayishaya kanjani?
But how did he punish it?
Ngoba ziningi izindlela zokumshaya umuntu, hayi ngwenduku nje. Noma uhulumeni uthi awusavunyelwa ukushaya induku yakho, ingane yakho, kodwa izinduku ziningi.
There are many ways of punishing your child. Even though the government has passed the law that you're not allowed to punish your child by giving it a hiding, but there are many ways that you can give a child punishment.
Why is it ingane? Yana e bathroom.
So he's used this method. He sent the child to the bathroom.
Uyoyikhiyelela khona.
Said, go and lock yourself up in the bathroom.
Bese ufunde isihlabelelo 119 ngekhanda.
And go and learn the 119th psalm off by heart.
Uzophuma uze kimi. Usufunda isihlabelelo sonke ngizolivala iBhayibheli ngithi shono isihlabelelo 119 kuverse 1 kuze bese kugcineni. Ngeke uphume ungafundanga lesihlabelelo. Ngekhanda ukusho ngekhanda.
Said to the child, you'll only come out the bathroom when you've learnt to say the whole of Psalm 119 off by heart, from beginning to end.
If I'm not mistaken, after 1.5 hours, the boy came out, and from words, the first verse to the last, and the father didn't find one mistake.
Umanga posisi, emva kwa 1.5 hour, umfana waphuma bathroom, walisho lonke ihubo. People's brains aren't the same.
Abanye bapiwe.
Some are very gifted.
Bakufunde nje. Sekubhaleka konke kuyikhomputer yengqondo.
They've got like a photographic memory. They read it and it sticks.
Ayike kwabanye ubuchopho buncane akubambi masisho. Abanye ubuchopho abukho la kuseyinqeni bahleli phezu kwakho.
Some people don't have brains like that. Other people, they actually sit on their brains.
Akusho lutho ke ukuthi unobuchopho obunjani noma ungakwazi ukusho isihlabelelo sonke usho igama elodwa ivese elodwa kodwa ugcine.
Now it doesn't matter what type of brains you have. What is important is that which God tells you, even if it's one verse, keep that what he says.
Manje asazi ukuthi lesihlabelelo sabhalwa ubani. Ngoba ezinye kuthiwa sika Asaf, ka David, kodwa la asazi ukuthi sibhalwa ubani.
Now we don't know who wrote the psalm. Some psalms we know are written by Asaph or David, but this one is not known who it was written by.
Kodwa kukhona ama theologians amaningi ashoyo ukuthi kwangathi qisho 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 noma bengenali iqiniso ngokupheleleyo ukuthi sabhalwa uEzra.
But there are many theologians who say the probability is great that it was written by Ezra. After he had built the temple,
uma usekhaya ungafunda uEzra 6, verse 14 and 15.
When you're at home, you can read in Ezra 6, verse
13
and
14. Uzo bona incwadi inkosi Artaxerxes ayibhalela uEzra ethi ngiyakuvumela ukuthi uye eJerusalem idilopho likaNkulunkulu wakho wakhe ithempeli.
It's wonderful.
Ungaphatha namadoda othandayo ukuhamba nawo. Ngizokunika negolide, ngikunike nesiliva, ngikunike nempahla ongahamba nayo ukuthi ungasweli. Indaba emangalisayo
It's a wonderful story to read how the king said to him he could go to Jerusalem, and he gave him whatever he needed for his journey.
Manje Michael utho kwakwamsizayo ilokhu walondizwe likaNkuluNkulu enhlizweni yakhe lokho kwamvikele sonweni ukuthi angoni uNkuluNkulu.
Now Michael says what helped him in his life is that he treasured God's word in his heart, and that kept him from sinning against God.
Yes, wazinsizwa nani zintombi muntu omusha uyosizwa into eyodwa ukuba izwi likaNkuluNkulu ulonde ugcine enhlizweni yakho ukuba ungoni uNkuluNkulu.
Do you boys, do you girls here, you young person, that's what will help you to keep, to treasure God's word in your heart, and that will keep you from sinning.
Iko, verse 9, itinsizwa yakuhlanza ngani indlela yayo na? Ukaphele okwezwi lakho.
That's why in verse 9 it says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to his word.
Nase testamentini elidala ngokuJohane 15 uJesu wakhuluma.
Even in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus spoke in John 15.
Ethuma nihlala kimi namazwi ami ehlala kini.
And he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You see here how he says, for one thing, if you abide in me, and then he changes it and he says, and my words in you.
It's interesting, isn't it? If you abide in me, we abide in him. And then he changes and he says, and my words abide in you. Then you'll ask whatever you want, whatever you will, and you'll receive it.
uNkulunkulu uzokupha.
UJesu uyasho la kulesahluko ethi senihlanzekile ngezwi engilikhulumekile. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasihlanza, liyasigeza.
In this chapter, the Lord also says, you have been cleansed by the word which I've spoken to you. God's word cleanses us.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lingamanzi, liyasigeza.
God's word is like water that washes us. We can bathe in this and we're cleansed by it. And God's word is like a seed. When it is in us, it abides in us, it will grow in us and cause us also then to pray in the right way, not just praying for anything that is worthless and nonsense, but we'll ask and pray according to God's will.
Manje lesisahlule lesihlabelele side amakhasi ayisithupha ngesiZulu. Libonga ubuhle nobumnandi bezwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Now this psalm, this that goes over so many pages, it is a song of praise and thanksgiving, thankfulness to God for his goodness.
Abukho buhle okufana nezwi likaNkuluNkulu. Abukho bumnandi, kumnandi kunezinyosi izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
There is nothing. There's nothing as sweet. It's sweeter than honey, God's word.
Ilona elisebenzayo futhi kumuntu limvuselele limphilise limsindise.
It also works in us. It helps us. It brings us life and saves us. It also keeps us from sin and from doing what is wrong. Some people, say, when I read the Bible, I feel nothing. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's because of sin. Get rid of the sin and suddenly God's word will become alive to you. And then before you read the Bible, you pray and ask God to direct you to the right verse and that He will speak to you through it. And then you don't even need to read many chapters. Sometimes you only need to read one verse and God will be speaking to you through it. And sometimes two or three verses and you realize, now God is speaking to me. And then you stop and consider what God is saying to you.
Then you meditate on that. Think on that. Maybe it's not even one verse. Just one letter. And God strikes your heart. Speaks to you. Akuyinto eyisimanga. Noma ushumayela abantu. Cela kuqa uNkulunkulu wami. Khuluma nami. Ukuze nami ngikwazi ukukhuluma nabanye. Ngoba uma ikhuluma kuwe.
And so it is also when you share God's word with other people, before you do it, pray and ask God to prepare you and to speak to you, that you can pass on to others what God has said to you, and then you will be serving them with something fresh. It will be like fresh bread out of the oven.
Lord, speak to me so that I may speak.
How can you pass on God's message to others when you haven't even received it from Him in the first place? Then you will stand up and say, well, I don't know what I must say. If I've got to say something now, what will I say? You see, you are dry spiritually, dead. You've got nothing to pass on.
Now this psalm is a repetitive meditation on the beauty of God's word. Uyabona ma hebe ayifana nabakwaZulu noma abakwaZulu bafana nama hebe ayethanda ukuphinda pinda ika njengoba kwaZulu noma bequla qula into eyona.
Even in the, among the Zulus you find this, and they may have learnt it from the Hebrews, but they also repeat, even a song, they sing the same verse over and over again.
Loko kuyasiza ukuthi umuntu akhumbule igama. Nomungafundi uzokhumbula ngokuphinda sokuyalobeka engqondweni yakho.
They repeat the same words over and over again, and that helps you to remember what you have said or sung. That repetition helps.
Ungasheshi ukhohlwe izwi.
And it helps you not to quickly forget the word.
Nami ngiyakusiza ngesinye isikhathi uma ukhuluma nami. Ngevese lodwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma. Ngizophinda pinda lelo vesi ngilifunde. Pindele khona ngifunde. Nakusasa ngesinye isikhathi insuku embili, insuku entathu, iviki lonke. Ngiphezu kwevese lodwa. Noma ngidriver ngemoto, noma ngilaphi. Liyaphila lelizwi kimi, liyakhuluma.
That also often helps me. When God shows me something through a verse, I will go back and read it again and again, sometimes for a few days in a row, even when I'm on the road, driving in the car, I'll be thinking about this verse. That repetition helps.
Mhlambe sekwake kwenzeka kuwe, funda iBhayibheli, ivesi eBhayibhelini, uNkulunkulu akhulume nawe. Ulivala iBhayibheli uhamba. Uthi uyalivula, hawu, sengivula kuleyo ndawo futhi. Omunye kabili ngathi nakathathu azasho ukuthi hawu, Nkosi kukhona okuqondile ukungitshela ngalento. Uyakhuluma uNkulunkulu, nezwi lakhe liyakhuluma, liyaphila. Kodwa uma kudede, kusho ukuthi nawe udede.
And it happens that someone opens the Bible and his eyes fall on a certain verse. He reads it. It's a blessing to him. Maybe the next day he opens his Bible. It falls open exactly in the same place. And it happens over and over again. And the person realizes God is speaking to me. He wants to say something to me through this word. And so it is that God's word is alive to him. God is speaking to him. Now this whole psalm is all about God's word.
Every verse, lelo na lelo vesi, khuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Every verse, it's all about God's word.
Amavesi amabili nje angaphathi izwi likaNkulunkulu kanje ngokukhona.
There are only two verses where God's word isn't referred to specifically.
Verse 122 and verse 132. Otherwise, every verse in this Bible refers to the word of God.
Ilawuma verse kuphela 122 no 132 abangakhulumi ngezwi likaNkulunkulu ngo kodwa ngaphandle kwalawo wonke amaverse akhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Lamaverse asivezela ubuhle bezwi likaNkulunkulu.
And these verses reveal to us the wonder, the beauty of God's word. And these words and verses keep us and teach us to be pure before God. They help us to grow in God's grace and in our faith.
Abanye bathu ukubona pornography incwadi ezinqunu ikona okuhle owabanye babeke ithombe zamadoda zabesifazana abesihogo bayakwenza lokho.
Some people, they enjoy looking at pornography. That's what they enjoy. Others, they have posters of men or women hanging up there. Those are things of hell.
Kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu limnandi kunalokho.
But God's word far exceeds that.
Nobuhle obukhulu kunalokho. Wena okwaziyo uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe uzongifakazela. Wena ongazi ke awu uphila kwelinizwe.
It's far more beautiful, and you who've experienced it will agree with me. But you who don't know it, obviously you live in a different world.
Okhokho bethu uma uye eGermany uzobona emnyango phezu kwesiqapha kubhalwa ivesi noma esibayeni kubhalwa ivesi ngalezi nsuku ngafunda iBhayibheli kanti awu kwangathi lele vesi ngikalibhala phezu komnyango ongena endlini yami noma bani ongenayo alibone.
Our ancestors there in Germany, they used to write a Bible verse above the door of their homes. Where you entered, you could read a Bible verse. Even sometimes where you walked into the cowshed, they put a verse. And these days I read a verse and I thought, well, I wish I could write this above the entrance of my house. Some people in the East London area where they experienced revival in the past, they would write a Bible verse even on their bicycles or on their car or even on their clothing, because the Word of God was so beautiful, so lovely to them. But of course, if you do it, just make sure that you live accordingly. Some people, they put a fish on their car. By that saying and showing that they are a Christian.
Abe naleo sign of fish is a lingazi. Got a monk figumund. Ah, umsaluane lo.
Years ago, the Christians used to use that as a sign that they could identify each other. Others didn't know what it meant, but whoever knew about it would then recognize that person as a fellow Christian.
Got a monk figu fish. Woi pata jango fish. Jango Christu. Moba ngabe ngasangana no mund. Hamba naye nai moto pamwetu ino fish what hey we elo pasop uno fish inhlanya lezi azijaki futhi ze driver noma ngayiphi indlela qaphelisisa ingozi lo muntu ono fish awubhekeke siyahlandalazwa ke ivangeli ngo fish wo muntu ngokholwa ko.
I once drove with someone else, and as we were driving along, we suddenly got behind a car that had a fish on it. And this person said to me, he said, watch out. This person in front of us has got a fish on his car. Those are dangerous drivers. They drive recklessly. They are danger on the road. Watch out for them. And someone even wrote in the paper a letter saying, I don't know what this fish stands for, but what I do know is that you've got to watch out for these people who have a fish on their car. If you identify yourself with the Word of God, make sure you live accordingly. Otherwise, you bring dishonor to Him. When Jesus healed other people, some of the people he healed, when he had healed them, they said, can we go with you, follow you? He said, no, you go into your villages and you go there and you spread the word there.
Testify of what God has done for you. And then he healed some, and he said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Because they'll do more harm than good.
Abanye wabaphilisa wayesethi kodwa ungatsheni muntu. Ngoba ubebona ukuthi laba bantu, uma bengihamba bayokhuluma, bazoyona indaba.
Ngoba omunye, uthi ngiyumntwana kaNkulunkulu, ngisindisiwe, sokuphuma inhlamba. Hawu.
Some people, they profess to be Christians, but when they speak, they swear. Swear words come out. See, those people, it's better if they keep quiet and don't even tell people that they are Christians.
Usuyahamba, usuyaganga, usushela intombi. Thula, ungatshela umuntu ukuthi ungumKristu.
So to some the Lord said, don't say anything to anybody. Don't tell them that I've healed you and touched you. Because some people, they experience the Lord, and then they go and they smoke, they drink, they live immorally, they do the wrong things. It's better you keep quiet. Don't say anything. So this psalm is full of the beauty and the glory of God and His Word. This psalm praises God's Word.
This psalm is full of exhortations. Imyalo emningi ngezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Pertaining to the law of God.
Le lesihlabelelo siyahlonipha izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And this psalm honors God's word.
Lesihlabelelo ivesi nevesi liwumthandazo ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lingabizeleze kithina kodwa lisiqondise.
Each verse is a prayer, pleading with God to help us, that each verse will not be in vain, but that it will teach and instruct us.
Bese isuke influence thina, isifaka umoya osile.
And then it influences us in a positive way.
Bese ikhale futhi ikhale ngabantu abalidelela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Those that despise.
But then it's also it
complains. The word complains about the wicked, how they despise the word of God. Belidelela, belifulathela, bengalithathi notice.
Despising the word of God, turning away from it, ignoring it, taking no notice.
Konke lokho sithola kulesi sihlabelelo uma ufuna ukuzwa ngezwi leNkosi ngokuphindaphinda. Funda lesi sihlabelelo.
If you want to read about God's word, that repetition about God's word, learn the psalm and read it.
So ngisho kunye ke nje, lesi sihlabelelo sihlukanisiwe ngezindima.
And then this psalm is also divided into 22 different sections. Each part has 8 verses.
Futhi ileyo naleyo ndima iqala ngegama le alphabet. Let's happy. Yabona thini alphabet yethu A B C D E F G. Qhubeka kanjalo kuze kube Z from A to Z. Lezi ndime zu 22 banak makama au 22. Kuyi alphabet let's happy. Ileyo naleyo iqala ngegama elisha le alphabet let's happy. There are 22 stanzas or portion in this psalm. And each portion begins with a Hebrew letter, with their alphabet. We've got our A to Z. Now they've got their alphabet. And every portion begins with a different letter, with those 22, one of the 22 letters in the Hebrew language. So, this psalm has got its own peculiarities. Peculiarities. Kusho ukuthi lesihlabelelo iyodwa ngokwayo ngalento. Kusho ukuthi ke lokho kuseceleni nje ukuze ubone ukuthi ihamba kanjani
indaba yalento ukuze ukwazi ukukhumbula kalula ngekhanda.
This was just by the way, but also just some things which will help you perhaps remember different aspects.
This psalm shows us the importance of keeping and remembering God's word.
Leli hubo lisikhumbuza lisikhombisa ubumqoka ukukhumbula izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Remember the Bible.
Khumbula iBhayibheli.
It's the only sure guide for living a pure life. There is no other guide.
Yona ncwadi yokukhombisa indlela ayikho ehlula le. Uma ufuna ukwazi indlela okufanele uhambe ngayo, nansi incwadi okufanele uyifunde.
Noma abantu, noma amasonto, noma uhulumeni bezama ukulichitha iBhayibheli, kodwa ayikho enye indlela esiphilisayo, esihlanzayo, esiqondisayo.
Even if governments and even if some churches want to do away with the Bible, but there is no other book, nothing else, that can teach us and instruct us like the Bible.
Keep the Bible in your hand, so you can see how it is. Keep it in the school, so you can see how it is. Thathi izwi likaNkulunkulu ulikhiphe ephalamende, ulikhiphe ekoleni, ukhiphe uzobona ukuthi izinto ziyobheda kanjani. Kuzoshaywa imithetho ukuthi ungashadisa umgqingili, ubufebe, akulutho, zonke izinto ezonakele. Phela niyabona nasemhlabeni wakithi ukuthi kunjani namhlanje. Sokufika ukhethe eduzane akazi ukuthi nyovothani, nyokhethani, isiphambano senu nizoshaya phi.
Take the Bible out of your family, you'll see what will become of your children. Take it out of the schools, you'll see what will happen there. Take it out of government, you'll see the result. And then the result will be that one passes laws like legalizing homosexuality and prostitution and all those things. But remember, the election is just round the corner. Where are you going to make your cross?
Ngiyadabuka ngashiya incwadi edeskini lami, e-ofisini lami.
I'm just sorry, I forgot a book or a letter in my office.
Khona unginike yona.
Someone gave it to me.
Bebhala ngomuntu oseDenmark.
Is written about someone in Denmark. Who is against Christianity. And he claims not to be a Satanist. But he says, I'm against Christianity. I don't want it. And he's trying to influence people to go against Christianity. He makes and designs women's dresses or clothing.
Clothing, yes. Now, I don't know all the names of your materials. Most longs, jeans are from denim or what? Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Denim.
Where are my children? Laude. Denim. Manje niyabona lokhu. Ukuthenge sekuphuphile. Angazi ukuthi bakufaka muthi munu ukuthi kuguge. Kube ngathi sekushukekile. Khekulwe phansi kulengwe iintambo. Naseyingqeni kube ngathi intendala yawashwa yashiswa ilanga isekuyaphupha umbala usuyasuka manje kule kulama blue kwedenim yabesifazane ufaka isiphambano kodwa usifaka la sibheke enzansi
kodwa isiphambano sime ngekhanda okuchaza ukuthi ngiyasinyathela isiphambano ngisifuni.
Now on these denim jeans he's put a cross but upside down, by that portraying the message that I despise the cross and Christianity and I trample it underfoot.
He wants the girls and all the ladies to be influenced against Christianity. And on their denim jeans, he puts a cross in front, upside down. As missing a kanda. Uguba. Nuptelele. Nuptelele vangeli. Ngatang nandaba mina. Bayang siza. Nzobonage intombi na besifazana bazofaka lawo mabhlukwe.
I said, well, in a
way. Bangvezela ke ukuthi banhlobuni. Banomoya muni. Nokuthi bazelwe ubani.
And I thought, well, in a way, he's actually making it easier for me because I'll soon recognize these ladies that wear these denim jeans. And then I'll be able to see who they are and what they stand for.
Ah, nangu umhetu sengletele. Langes kunu. Jeans bevraagteken Christendom. Een nieuwe reeks denimbroeken. Wat ontwerp is om mensen aan te moedigen om die Christendom te bevraagteken. Is een gewilde moedig hier in Zweden. Ah, lagutwa esweti.
Now here, it says this person is in Sweden, not in Denmark.
Ufuna ukuthi abantu babe nombuzo ngobuKristu.
This person wants people to question Christianity.
Thina ke esithi singamaKristu simi ngenyawo sikhuba indaba. Singalinde ukuze siqede esikoleni.
Now let us. Now let us who call ourselves Christians stand up and work while we have the opportunity. Even if you're a school child, don't say, well, I'm still at school, I'll do it later. You may not even finish school.
Now this psalm teaches us to treasure the word of God.
Leli hubo lisifundisa ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu silenze libe igugu kithina.
Declare it to others.
Bese silitshena nabanye.
Meditate on it.
Sicabanga ngalo.
Heartily delight in it.
Bese sithokoza ngenhliziyo yethu yonke ngalo.
And by the grace of God act according to it. Don't be ashamed of it.
Bese ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siphile ngalo futhi singabe namahloni.
Kusho ukuthi uMichael ephenduke no 16 years eyinikela kuNkulunkulu.
So Michael, when he got converted, gave his life to the Lord when he was 16 years old.
Wagcina izwi likaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yakhe.
He treasured God's word in his heart.
Kwamvikela emaphutheni nasezonweni. Akazabe no girlfriend, no 16, no 32, namhlanje, another 16. Ati, angaze ngibe no girlfriend.
And that kept.
Kusho ukuthi uma ishada no Barbara, uzomtshela ukuthi wena ungowokuqala kimi.
And that kept him all these years, that extra 16 years. He's doubled his age since then. And so he will be able to, when he gets married to Barbara, he'll be able to say to her, you're the first one in my life.
Lapho ngimshayela uBarbara ecela ethi awungisize, awukhulume noBarbara ukuthi angavuma yini ukuthi athembise nami.
Now he asked me originally, he said, can you please phone Barbara and speak to her and ask her whether she'd be prepared to get engaged to me?
Ati Barbara, uyamazi yini uMichael?
I asked Barbara.
UMichael Müller wase Germany, ngoba yena wase Switzerland.
I asked Barbara whether she knew Michael Müller from Germany because she is from Switzerland.
Hayi. Wathi ya ngiyamazi.
She said yes, I know him.
Uyacela ukuthi uthandaze uzwe intando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uthembise naye.
And then I said, well, he'd like to, he's asking that you pray and ask God whether it would be his will for you to get engaged to him. She said, well, Uncle Ella, I'd never thought of Michael in that way. No thought has ever crossed my mind like that.
Ngaba nomthandazo ngathi inkulunkulu uma kungenzeka ukuthi ngishade ngisize ngishade nendoda kaNkulunkulu umuntu ozoqhuba umsebenzi wakho ngimsekele kulokho.
But she said she always had the prayer saying, Lord, if it would ever be your will for me to get married, please give me a husband that is a man of God who fears you and who serves you, and that I can support him in that.
What God wants to tender, ngazi ukuthi kuyilo. Athi onkulu elo sebeyibaningi abafike kimi befuna ukuthembisa nami ngithi no, no, no. Hayi khona ezinye intombi ezibizayo. Hayi ya, ya, ya. Belubu. Ah.
She said, but I will pray about it because he's not the first one to approach me. Others have come as well, and I haven't felt it was God's will to get married to them. So the answer was no to those. There are those that can say no, not like others who just say yes, yes, yes to everything.
Don't just grab anybody with blind eyes. Who? Anybody, Lord. Who? Just anybody, Lord. You know that story of the girl who was so desperate to get a husband. And people would get engaged there and engaged there. And she didn't get a husband and she counted her years. So one night she was so desperate she went out of the house. She went under a big huge tree and she prayed and it became more emotional, more emotional, more emotional, always louder, louder, louder. And she didn't know there was an owl in the tree. And the owl got a fright when it was so loud and said, who? And she said, just anybody, Lord, just anybody, Lord. Just anybody, Lord. Rather be a spinster than just anybody, Lord. Angithi ngiyakuzwa nonke lokho kade ngikusho. Ubethi hawu Nkosi ngiphi indoda, ngiphi indoda, ngiphi indoda. Waphinda phinda kwaze kwashisa kwaba umsindo kanti khona isikhova emthini. Sethuka isikhova saphaphama ebuthongweni sathi hu. Athi noma bani Nkosi, noma bani, noma bani. Hayi mantombazane, musani ukuba desperate kanjalo, noma bani. IBhayibhele lithi ukungashadi kungcono kunokushada. Bukani abanye, bayajaha umshado, kodwa uma bethola umendo, bahlulwa umendo. Bahlulwa umendo.
It's not good to get that desperate. The Bible even says sometimes it's better not to get married than to get married. Many people get married and then they don't make it. The marriage ends on the rocks.
Naka ngagula kabi. Kwaba ngathi ngiyafa. Lencwadi yaba incwadi ephambili. Uma ngihlangana nabantu abafayo, ngithi make this your best friend. Thatha iBhayibheli, albe ufriend wakho omkhulu. Omkhulu.
I was once very ill to the point where I thought I could die. But this book was so precious to me. And so when I meet people that are very ill, I tell them to make the Bible their best friend. The Bible will heal you.
Any doctor who knows my story shakes his head. And he says, I can't believe it. I was with a specialist the other day. He was thrilled when he saw the count of my blood. And I wasn't. I was concerned about something else. He says, don't you hear? I've got good news for you. It's like this. I'm a living miracle of what Christ can do. I should have been in the grave 10 years ago, and I'm still alive. I'm a fitter today than I was then.
Empeleni ngilana nje isimanga sikaNkuluNkulu ngiphila ngamandla akhe nodokotela bayababaza kwakufanele ngeminyaka eyishumi edlule ngase ngifile.
And this doctor told me, you know, that cancer should have been in all your bones, in all your body, and they can't find a trace of it. And one specialist told me, look, when you die, you'll die of something else. You won't die of this sickness.
Odokotela bathi lelo cancer kwakufanele ngase gcwele umzimba wonke. Kodwa namhlanje bayababaza bathi asiboni lutho. Bayamangala.
My doctor was a Jew, unconverted Jew. He said, I can't understand it. I can't understand it. It must be the spirit that's in you.
Omunye udokotela ebengikuwona udokotela wami ubelijuda kodwa elingakholwa uJesu ukuthi uMesiya. Yena wathi nje ayi angikholwa, angikholwa, angazi ukuthi ngenzeka kanjani. Ngibona ukuthi ilo moyo okuwena okudala lento.
So you understand that this life I'm living, it's not my own, it's not yours. I gave it to God. And that's why I don't preach like other preachers. I tell you the truth. You repent or you'll be damned. You go God's way or you a citizen of hell. There are no two ways about that. And you choose the right way. And Psalm 119 teaches us there's a guide. There's a rule by which we've got to live. And that's God's holy word. No other way.
Mhlawumbe uyaqonda ukuthi ungani uthi ngishumayela ngalendlela. Ngoba impilo yami akuseyona yami, akusiye yakho, ingakaNkuluNkulu.
Hayi, angeke manje sekuwani. Sekuya kuwani. Mhlawumbe sekubuhlungu. Landihleli khona.
Well, maybe I must stop now. Maybe you're tired of sitting already.
Sikufisele isibusiso, Michael. Ubeka ngaleyo ndlela ungayishiyi izwi likaNkulunkulu njalo lulonde enhlizweni yakho lizokuvikela kokuningi.
We wish you God's blessing. Don't forsake the Lord's way. Be faithful to Him and keep and treasure God's word in your heart. It will keep you from sin and from many things.
I stand us.
Let us pray.
Siyacela Nkosi Jesu.
We pray, Lord Jesus.
Ngomusa wakho usize sihlale kuwe njalo.
Help us through your grace that we will always abide in you.
Nezwi lakho lihlale ezinhlizweni zethu.
And that your word abides in our hearts.
Izwi lakho liphile kithina.
And that your word will be alive in us.
Amen.
Amen.